USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Customs and Border Protection officials in Texas are starting to release migrant families at the southern border as detention centers are filling up. Some of the families taken into custody in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas are being given notices to appear in court, others being released on their own recognizance. The CBP says more families have been picked up along the Rio Grande Valley than any other stretch of the border with Mexico in the past few months. The British Prime Minister is now asking the EU to delay Britain's departure from the trading bloc until the end of June.
As Prime Minister, I am not prepared to delay Brexit any further than the 30th of June.
Theresa May speaking there before Parliament today. The UK currently on track to leave the EU on March 29th, but Parliament's twice rejected May's withdrawal agreement. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume. You're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Flood warning is still in effect in 14 states as flooding is expected to continue over the next several days. Much of Nebraska and Iowa under declared states of emergency. The Vice President Mike Pence promising they'll try to expedite aid to those states. And they're going to need that aid, according to Wendy King.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says it started in her state with the highest amount of rain and snowfall in 124 years.
People in Hamburg have lost two-thirds of their town to floodwaters.
Reporter Madonna Kilpatrick-Killian in Fremont, Nebraska says farming will be affected.
This will disrupt livestock chains. This will disrupt grain. This will disrupt corn.
In fact, the Nebraska Farm Bureau estimates farm and ranch losses could reach $1 billion.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot is worth $555 million. Unless you take the cash payout, that would win you $335 million. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Black smoke is pouring over parts of Houston. For 3 days, a chemical plant has been on fire. Residents are worried about claims that the air quality is not a health threat. Company spokeswoman Alice Richardson gives reassurance.
ITC is a safe company. I have worked here for over 20 years, and I believe in it, and I can guarantee you that we would never do anything that is wrong to hurt our environment.
Another state joins a controversial compact that could change how American presidents are elected. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Colorado's Democratic governor signing a controversial bill to give the state's 9 electoral college votes to the winner of the national popular vote in presidential elections. Governor Jared Polis is quietly signing that measure back on Friday. It is seen as a way for states that traditionally vote Democrat to get their candidate elected president. George W. Bush and Donald Trump both lost the popular vote while they did win the electoral college. This law would only take effect if enough states sign the agreement, since it takes 270 electoral college votes to decide who wins the White House. Currently, that National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, as it's called, has secured 11 states with a total of 181 electoral college votes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.